minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Central Time, Thursday, July 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to this segment of the Power Hour. For those of you listening, you want to share this story because, you know, especially you white folk out there. Here's the thing. You know, we are not afraid of telling the truth and saying it like it is. This EEOC thing is just gotten old real fast. I always believe, and I think there's a lot of you out there that would agree with me, that you should give a job to the person most qualified. That would encourage people to go out, get whatever education and training, and I don't care if it's just welding and they go to trade school for 6 months. If they're really good at it, that's who you hire. You don't sit there and shun somebody because you don't like the color of their skin or because EEOC says, you see, this is how unfair things are. And I don't want to stereotype, you know, all of these networks, but this is what they've done too. They've succumbed to this whole thing. And we have a lady on the phone with us who is a California-based supply chain consultant. She got a BA from University of California, Chico, in addition to a Master's of Business Administration and MBA. She got lots of education. But significantly, she created a platform for supply chain that was better than most. She got a prototype together. And they voted her, and I mean, seriously, this is what is so good. 79th, IBM recognized her in March of 2021, 79th in the top 100 women in the supply chain, in supply chain. She believes in hard work and creativity to get a job done, countless satisfied customer comments on all of her business social media accounts. And Courtney Flynn tried to present this program to Sephora. Now, this is the supposed cosmetic chain. They kind of branched out from just fragrances into makeup, various other things. You find them in JCPenney and various other places. She tried to put this supply chain program forward to them and was shunned because she was white. We have her on the show with us. Courtney Flynn, thank you for joining us here on the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Did I get that story right? I mean, kind of in a nutshell. I'm going to let you give us a 4,000-foot view. Explain to us exactly what happened when you what you did. You presented it to them, what they said. How'd this whole thing blow up?
Sure. So Sephora, like you mentioned, they are a retailer. They're pretty large. They're international retailers, and they have brick-and-mortar shops. But they also have a program that they've had in place for about 10 years, and it's for people who have small businesses with products, and it's a tremendous opportunity. It essentially is a 5 to 6 month boot camp where you get mentorship within the industry and you have access to venture capital. You get paid to be in the program. It's a life-changing opportunity to be accepted into Sephora's program. And in 2019, Sephora reached out to me and asked me to apply to the program. And I was super excited. I went through the interview process, and unfortunately, I placed second within my category. But they said, please, 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 can you please apply next year? We really like you, and we look forward to seeing your application next year. So in 2020, I applied again, and I didn't hear back from Sephora, which I thought was odd because we had been in communication during that year, and I had told them that I was applying again, and they were super excited, and I didn't hear back. And then I saw a social media post from Sephora essentially saying that beginning 2020, they were no longer accepting white people into the program.
That must have shocked you.
I think it was one of those things where it was really hard to digest at first because I didn't think that that was a thing. I didn't think that anybody would be super bold or so blazing to be so public about it because, you know, if you look at their social media, their website, they've done this for a couple of years now. They're very proud of not allowing certain people into their program strictly based on how they look.
So now the state of California in 2020 voted successfully to remove from their constitution the words, the state shall not discriminate against or grant preferential treatment to any individual group on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. Who voted that? Did the people of California actually allow them to get away with this? Or is this just the legislature took it upon themselves?
I believe it was the legislature, but I'm sure you know our fine state of California. We have very extreme policies. And I almost compare that to, you know, when we decided, and I say we, not me, decided to lock down harder and longer than anybody else. And we knew that it was going to be a disaster and hurt more people than it helped. And I feel like this is the direction that California is going with this. Like, obviously, this is a step back and it's going to hurt a lot of people, but it's almost like with the lockdowns, like we're doing something. We're trying to make things better. But in fact, it's probably going to make relations a lot worse.
So the thing is, though, you believe that when you stood up that you were going to lose friends or clients. I would think your clients would absolutely love you based on principle.
Well, here's the thing. Sephora is kind of the golden goose within the industry. Everybody wants to work with Sephora. And I think even if people agree with me, they don't want to be on Sephora's bad side. So I think that Sephora just has a tremendous amount of power, and I don't know that anybody wants to be on their bad side.
Well, now, isn't Sephora, I'm understanding, at least there are rumors that they're pulling out of JCPenney stores. Have you heard that?
I believe that they are, but I think it might be because they're moving into Kohl's. I think it might, it's not a closure per se. I think it's more of a move. I might be wrong.
Okay, now how come you haven't moved to Texas where all the other businesses are moving? Because they probably welcome you here.
Do you know how madly in love I am with Texas? And I am every day I look at it. I almost moved to Houston. I'm in love with it. So definitely not out of the range.
Okay. Well, see, but the thing is now, you filed a suit against Sephora, did you not?
I did. About 3 months, I did file a lawsuit, a discrimination lawsuit. So
now,
right now that is
state or federal?
Yes.
State or federal?
So that's federal. I do not want to play in the California playground.
Smart move.
I need to go to the
smart
federal
move.
Level. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart move. Okay. And so basically, you have an attorney and he went to the federal level and he sued. Now, Sephora is not in the state of California, right?
You would be surprised to hear this. They are a San Francisco based company.
Interesting. Okay. So the thing is, though, if you sue based on a federal question, you can bring it into federal court, and that's obviously what your attorney did, because that's one of the parameters for bringing a case into federal court, and that would be something relative to the EEOC. Would that am I getting close?
You are.
All right. I didn't study law for a number of years, consumer law for nothing. So, you know, this is one of the things that I had to bring that up because I just smelled it. As soon as I read the show notes, I'm going, oh, I'll bet you we're going after him based on that. And I hit the nail on the head. So the whole idea about you suing a company of this magnitude, how are they reacting to the suit? I mean, obviously, it's been in flux long enough for you to get a reaction. What have you heard?
My personal opinion is that they're not taking it very seriously.
And, oh, my.
They're kind of just hope. I know, you know, a giant corporation of corporate attorneys. They're really just hoping that I go away. So I don't think that they understand that I'm not going away. And I will take this as far as I can.
So if I'm not mistaken, since this has been months out and not years out, you are still, your attorney and Sephora's attorney are going through the tit for tat of filing motions.
It is motion time. Yes. We are definitely in motion time.
And I mean, are you at liberty to discuss anything? I mean, it is public record. Once a motion gets filed in the federal court, anybody can get on PACER and go look at your lawsuit. But is this something where the federal courts, you know, these motions obviously are visible to people. What is Sephora saying that they're basically going on California law that we don't have to hire a white person or retain a white person or allow them into our program?
I think that they're going at it a variety of different ways. I mean, just even creative ones. Like, we decided not to take a product like yours the year that you applied. We'd accepted products like yours for 10 years, but the year that you applied, we just happened to change our rules. There's a lot of different interesting things that they're trying to throw at the wall and see what sticks, I think.
Well, that happens in federal court all the time. It's called the shotgun approach and the spaghetti noodle theory. And that's what a lot of attorneys I know in California call it. And you just want to throw stuff at a wall and see what sticks. Obviously, the court will buy into some of it. They'll dismiss some of it. And we already know that's how the game in federal court is played. And now, are you funding this suit yourself, or do you have a GoFundMe account, GiveSendGo account?
So I'm in the process of establishing an account for legal fees. I'm like a child, and I completely underestimated what this would look like. I assumed I was not allowed into a program because of the color of my skin, and the judge would hear that and just say, "Courtney, you're right. Get out of here." I didn't realize that, and this is even childlike saying this, that it was going to be, you know, probably a couple years. So I'm in the process of establishing a page if somebody's interested, but not quite up yet.
Okay, but the thing is that now that you are in this California, I mean, you've obviously gotten some notoriety here because you are a California supply chain consultant. Obviously, you've got a program and some software that has been very successful, and you have clients, assumedly, all over the country that you deal with on a regular basis. How are your clients reacting to this?
My clients so far have been really good, and they haven't. I really thought that. And, you know, maybe this was just a fear of mine that people would judge and, you know, think that I was a monster for standing up for something like this. But maybe that's just what we see on Twitter, and it's not real. These people that are so angry and that we think that would discourage us from pursuing something like this, you know, they're just not real people, and they're not people that are in my life.
Really? Yeah, I'm looking at your LinkedIn website right now, and, you know, you have a really impressive site here. Because you always wonder when you wonder about supply chain consulting and outsourcing and stuff. How does actually the supply chain in what you do, how does it work? We need a little background on this thing. I think it's only fair to ask you what you do. How do you work your trade?
Sure. So it's funny because even my mom didn't understand really like what supply chain was until the last couple of years when it all went sideways. So supply chain is essentially helping businesses do all of their manufacturing planning and getting it into the warehouse and then getting it to the customer. It's essentially any sort of movement of product. And I primarily work with beauty brands, and I make sure that their supply chain is humming along and has no issues. And hopefully that's with supply planning software as well.
Okay, and so that's how you got acquainted with Sephora, because of the fact it's a beauty business. So the thing is what about people like Amazon and, let's see, what other good one can we talk about besides Amazon? Because they're big into supply chain and drop ship and all that stuff. You deal in drop ship and a lot of that stuff is part of the supply chain process, right?
I do, and Amazon has become a huge customer of the brands that I work with. So yes, there's a lot of the brands do drop ship to Amazon. They work with Sephora. They work with Nordstrom. They work with just about any retailer that will buy cosmetics. I've tangentially been involved with my clients.
Okay. Now UPS and FedEx would be the same thing. Anybody competing with the post office is the same thing as far as supply chain.
I mean, they are all people that I work very closely with. USPS, FedEx, even maybe a little DHL International, but those are all partners that we work with a lot as well.
That's interesting. And so you get called in to consult on these people, and yet you're white, and they love you, right?
From what I can tell, usually. So, yeah, so I am called in with a lot of companies that are either very young and startups that need a little bit of help, or maybe they're more established companies that need some consulting and a little bit of help within their supply chain.
Okay. Now, according to show notes, you're looking at the curriculum in the schools, parents flooding school board meetings, activist teachers wanting you to believe that they're just teaching the real history of white supremacy in America and how it permeates through the society. I guess I could classify Sephora as woke. Would that be a fair statement?
That's funny because they definitely are categorized as a woke corporation, and I think that's part of what my that's a term that is on my website that is under construction. I think that they're definitely the tip of the woke spear, and I think that unfortunately people are starting to follow their lead, and they see that Sephora is doing things like this, and I've seen other smaller companies that are starting to have programs that have similar requirements too. So people are starting to follow in these woke footsteps.
Okay, so what about Ulta? Are they that way as well?
As far as I know, they are not. They are a Midwestern company, and I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I know we're very well aware of them because my wife is a makeup artist, and so this is one of the reasons I know this. And, you know, I would just tell everybody, look, you know, given what Sephora just did to Courtney Flynn, imagine what they're doing to everybody else. Maybe it's time to stop shopping at Sephora and start going to their competitors. Maybe that would send them a message, do you think?
I mean, Sephora definitely hasn't seen a dollar of mine in the last 2 years, and I do visit Ulta almost once a week now. I think what's also helpful is, you know, maybe if you're on their Instagram or their Twitter, let them know that you don't think this is right either. I don't know what's going to stop them because they've done this for multiple years in a row. So I don't know what is going to be the breaking point.
You know, but it's amazing they're not taking your federal lawsuit seriously, according to what you're telling us here. This is, I mean, if you're the most qualified, and at the beginning of the program, I said they should hire the most qualified. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin. I know a lot of people of, and I'm going to be politically incorrect here, that are black, that are doing extremely well. They're accomplished professionals because they bothered to take the time to do and see. I even, you know, Larry Elder is.
Larry broke my heart that he isn't our governor.
I gave money. Courtney, I'm in Texas, and I gave money to Larry Elder's campaign to run for governor because the man is brilliant. He's smart, and look what he's doing. I mean, that should set an example. You know, when I see these black players taking a knee, it's like, okay, what kind of example are you sending to our kids? You guys worked hard. You went to college. Yeah, you maybe got the greatest grades. But I know black football players, and I'm telling you right now, like Warfield from the Miami Dolphins, got a degree in broadcasting, has a studio. I mean, the guy is successful. Anybody, I mean, look at the situation with Shaq, and they become TV consultants, and they invest their money. They're smart. They're not like half these rappers like R. Kelly that just got 30 years because he decided to go hang out with minors. You know, I mean, it's just craziness. It's all about the individual and about the fact that even Larry Elder said the same thing. And God love that man because he's doing everything right. He's trying to set an example for everybody, not just, you know, people of his own skin color. It doesn't really matter. I look way past that. I look at Leo 2.0 on Fox News. He's an attorney, for crying out loud. I mean, these people have done what is necessary to be successful. And that is all that mattered. And, you know, companies should not be discriminating. When you have somebody like you that's got the qualifications and all of a sudden they just take their cues from a woke government, that's why I asked you at the beginning of the show, why don't you just move to Texas?
I'm very close. I can't tell you how close I am. And I think especially, you know, during the lockdown, I went to other states where I could just live my life. So California doesn't want me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, see, they're free here. That's the one thing. They're free. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, you know, we wish you the best in this lawsuit. For those of you keeping track of this, it would be Flynn versus Sephora Inc. Is that right?
That's correct.
So this is the craziness of it all, folks. We invite you to go online and surf that so you can keep track of what Courtney is doing here, because this affects everybody. Not just Courtney. It affects everybody. The outcome of this case is going to affect a lot of people. Do you see this going all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States if the Ninth Circuit gets crazy with you? We know how liberal they are.
I don't know, because other cases, I mean, there's currently a case, the kids that tried to apply to Harvard that were discriminated against. So it seems like these cases are escalating.
Well, it's a good thing, too, because we need to get right with what's going on in America here, because it's not pretty. The picture's not pretty anywhere, especially you paying $9 a gallon or $10 a gallon for gas. And what's going on with our economy right now? I mean, everybody, especially you, because you're involved in the economy and supply chain, we need people like you on the front line for them to shame you because of the color of your skin and say, no, I'm sorry, you can't be here. I mean, literally, they're hurting themselves if you've got a better mousetrap than everybody else does, and they're hiring somebody just based on their skin color that does not have those credentials. I don't know about you folks. I don't think it's fair. This is what we're calling social justice these days. Man, there's some things wrong with this country. Courtney Flynn, we thank you so much for being on the show and discussing this with us. And, you know, for them to sit there and call you an oppressor, excuse me, you're just trying to help businesses grow. And it doesn't matter the color of their skin. They're growing. And, you know, we hope that you grow with them and continue to. And we thank you so much for being on the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And good luck with the lawsuit. We'll be keeping tabs. Hopefully you'll get back in touch with us and our producers and let us know how things are progressing. And best of luck to you. God bless you, Courtney. Thank you so much for being on the show. There you have it. Courtney Flynn, award-winning businesswoman. You know, it's really sad when you have the credentials and you don't get hired. And you don't get accepted. I know there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that right now. 28 minutes after the hour, and we're going to take a short break. We will be back with more news and your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls. Get the hint. Get on the phone right now. 844-769-2944. Let me know what you're thinking. Be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, July 7th, 2022. For those of you who like James Caan, the Bronx-born actor who starred in The Godfather, Brian Song, Elf, El Dorado, and Misery, among countless other films, has passed away at the age of 82, surrounded by his family, who, of course, want to keep everything private. No cause of death disclosed. Just want to let you know that little bits and piece of information right now. We're just getting that news in. And, of course, if you have comments, 844-769-2944. This is the back end of the hour. I got something that's probably really going to shock the conscience right now. More than 77 billion, that's with a B, as in of unemployment insurance programs total $413 billion in payments in 2021 were made improperly, according to a report from the Department of Labor's Office of Inspector General. 18.71% of the unemployment insurance program, $77.2 billion in gross improper payments. People sat at home and drew unemployment, and now we're hearing, after an inspector general's report, that $77.2 billion of this money, taxpayer money, was given improperly to people who stayed home and didn't want to go back to work. At least that's part of what I think they were given. We don't know yet because they haven't broken it out. They talk about this stuff and they release the results, but until you actually go into the report, which they're saying right now, statistically, plus or minus 3%, they have to say that. The IG report was prompted by requirements of the Payment Integrity Information Act of 2019, which requires federal departments and agencies to establish and report to the Office of Management and Budget improper payment rates in government benefit programs, as well as annual targets for reducing those rates. Well, the report is out, and damn near 20% of the payments made in 2021, when everybody was locked down, were improper. How does that grab you? Runaway spending. Amazing how that works. So tomorrow we're going to have Marjorie Wildcraft on the show. One of the things we'll be talking about is composting. I've almost got my compost bin built. It's going to hold about 10 cubic feet. For those of you who have not been on our forum on the Power Hour, if you go under community when you get to thepowerhour.com, and you'll see forum under community, and you click on that, and there's a section right there, and I'm talking about composting, and there's a picture there of my compost, my attempt at building a compost bin. We're going to be talking about that, amongst other things, as far as your survival rate, how things are going to work. We were talking earlier before the top of the hour break and our meeting with Ms. Flynn about her being discriminated against as to what was going on in the housing market. Atom Data, that's A-T-T-O-M, Adam Data. You can actually go on there and subscribe to what is going on. And they actually have an Adam table of data elements. It's kind of amazing. It looks like a chemical chart. The data, the chemical elements chart, you know. Adam Data has put together their own table of data elements you can look at. We're going to send this to you in your email blast. And if you have not gotten the email blast, you need to go subscribe to it so you get this stuff. We don't want you to be missing out on anything, especially important information like this. It may affect the process of you deciding whether or not you want to sell your house. If you built your house and it cost you $500,000, and all of a sudden you found out your house is only worth $450,000, would you sell to get out before the price drops any lower? Or would you hold on to it and just say, you know what, we're going to have to stay put. Because if we sell our house for $450,000, that means we're going to have to buy someplace else for $450,000, or we're going to have to wait somewhere, live in a trailer, whatever the case may be, until it drops enough to where we can really get our bang for the buck and have money left over. See, these are things that you have to weigh as far as real estate trends go. And the reason I bring it up is all because of the fact that I've been in real estate investing. I was a realtor in Kansas. I know I maybe shouldn't even say that. But I had a real estate license at one time, and I realized that being a real estate investor and somebody that actually builds homes for a living, which is why I got into Steel Sip Home, because the lumber market went crazy. Maybe one of the reasons why we do that is because, one, we have such a housing shortage in this country, and there has to be some way of satisfying it while meeting the demands of the greenies. You know, the truth be told, if you have a house that is very energy efficient, then you don't need that much solar or wind or hydroelectric or whatever energy source you're deriving from. Even if it's just off the electric grid, you don't need that much to run the house unless you go out and you put very energy consumptive products in your house. So if you have high sucking electric appliances, then your bill is going to be higher. If you like to set your thermostat at 68, when it's 98 outside, your bill's going to be higher. It's just what you do that affects how you survive, right? I think we can all agree on that. If you have anything to add in that, the number is 844-769-2944. Some of you may be operating with alternative energy sources and having a great time of it. If you have links that you would like to share with the rest of us, you can email those links to support@thepowerhour.com. Because if you get on, you start discussing the links, it's not as good as people being able to click on links that would be provided under science and technology column in the email blast where people can access it and use it, which is why we tell you subscribe to that, because it's a great thing. And if you want to learn how to grow food in a grid down situation, you just have to go register for Marjorie Wildcraft's powerhourfood.com webinar. Because we're all about solutions here. We're all about getting the truth out. Just like the fact that Joe Biden is shipping our emergency reserves to China. Why? Is anybody asking those questions? Now we move on to COVID. Here's a headline that's probably going to shock the conscience again. Pfizer asked the court to dismiss whistleblower lawsuit because government was aware of fraud. Really? The U.S. government knew about the wrongdoings but continued to do business with the vaccine maker? This is what Pfizer, this is their argument? Imagine, you know, this is lawyer representing whistleblower Brooke Jackson. Pfizer is arguing the court should dismiss Jackson's lawsuit. I'm going to repeat it again just to make sure we're clear. Jackson is alleging fraud in Pfizer's COVID-19 clinical trials because the U.S. government knew, but still does business with him and spends all this money, making Pfizer very rich. Brooke Jackson, who worked with Pfizer, alleged the vaccine maker and two of its contractors manipulated the data and committed other acts of fraud. This is why Pfizer didn't want this information getting out for 75 years, because we'd all be dead. The Georgia Guidestones would have come true, right? I don't think so. We the people, especially the right-thinking Christians, you know, we cannot. We have to stand up. We got to do the right thing. So we're going to include that story about Brooke Jackson on there because it needs to sink in that our government knew. Fauci knew. And still pushed this on us. Walensky knew and pushed this on us. More evidence, vitamin D is effective in preventing COVID-19. Recent research assessing the effectiveness of vitamin D supplementation for the prevention of COVID in frontline healthcare workers found only 6.4% of those taking vitamin D tested positive for COVID, compared to 24.5% of the controls. That's the subject group. Anybody getting 4,000 international units, IUs of vitamin D per day for 30 days, were able to fight it off. Imagine how that works. We're giving you that story on your email blast so you can read it and understand where we're coming from. Helps your mitochondria fight off the disease. The Walt Disney Company, you know, the woke people over there in Orlando and elsewhere. Well, Disney employees are suing the company because they wanted to be exempted from the vaccine on religious grounds. And the company punished and then fired them. Now they're suing. Florida's government forbade vaccinate or terminate policies. And once that happened, the company began a relentless push to vaccinate all employees, including those who requested religious exemptions. According to the suit, Disney burdened religious vaccine objectors with restrictions that went beyond original pandemic policy. The mask, face shield, distancing from cast and guests, punitive measures. They put a warning label on the mask, made one guy out of all these people, Adam Pager, one of the suing employees, intimidate him into taking a vaccine and then proceeded, when he said no based on religious exemptions, segregated him and harassed him and made him wear a mask that said warning on the front. Well, let's hope that Mr. Pager and his other two cohorts are successful here. That would send a message. Dr. Syed Haider is back in the news again. He's the one we've had on the show three times that started up mygotodoc.com. He has come out issuing a warning about giving COVID-19 vaccines to babies. You see, he's still calling it a vaccine because everybody else in the community is calling it that. We call it the jab, the clot shot, call it whatever you want, but it's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. The government's calling it the vaccine because the more people they can get to say vaccine, like Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels said, the more they'll come to believe it. So Syed Haider, an internal medicine specialist and founder of MyGoToDoc.com, is saying the risk of the vaccine far outweighs the benefit. The Epic Times reported May 26, Haider's focused on the prevention and treatment of the virus through his online initiative. Many of you here in the Power Hour took advantage of that. Haider began this journey in December 2020 after realizing the U.S. had offshored most of its, if not all of its, prescription drug manufacturing to unfriendly nations like China. According to Haider, dissenting voices in the debate over how to manage and treat the virus have been muzzled and censored from the very onset of the pandemic. They're now being threatened with the loss of their medical licenses. Haider has had to retain an attorney, and he has to up the price he charges a little bit on his website to cover the legal costs, because he's got to stay in business. This is what happens when the mainstream media and the mainstream medical community sucks up the CDC and kowtows to their whims instead of growing a pair and taking a stand. We're only telling you the truth, folks. Here's another little important story that we're going to be putting on our email blast. Is a colonoscopy worth the risk? Many of our listeners out there really don't enjoy the thought of having a very long tube stuck up where the sun never shines. An international team of experts based on evidence is recommending routine colonoscopies only if you have a 3% potential of developing a growth in the next 15 years. If it's less than the pitfalls associated with the procedure aren't worth the risk. One study found a 17% risk of a missed cancer diagnosis with a colonoscopy. Other risks include perforation of the colon, which is raised when you have anesthesia with a procedure, gut microbial imbalance from preparation for the procedure, equipment contamination from improper sterilization, between patients and death from complications. Did you know that's a possibility? Well, you will after you read this article. Especially if your doctor is saying, we want you to come in and lay down and let us put you to sleep because we're going to stick this tube up your butt and go take a look around and see if you've got any polyps or anything else going on up there. Polyps, by the way, could turn cancerous. But we thought we'd at least put that out there so you can read it for yourself. We put some good news up on our post that we're going to be sending you about a teen prodigy who started his own business at the age of 7, penning his own autobiography while homeschooling himself. Seriously, he's in his late teens. He's a Utah entrepreneur and environmentalist, homeschooled himself at age 14, penned his autobiography to tell the story of his short but extraordinary journey. Many have since called him a prodigy. At the age of 6, Kevin Cooper, who chose the pseudonym Cole Summers, was fixing vehicles on his parents' farm in Beryl, Utah. Both of them are homebound as Cole's mother is partially sighted and his father is a U.S. veteran using a wheelchair. Cole started his own business, are you ready for this, folks? Breeding and selling rabbits a year later. See, we're telling you about raising rabbits. Now there's a reason. Listen to this. By the age of 11, Cole had already registered a truck in his own name, renovated and sold a house, was paying his own taxes, bought a farmstead eventually spanning 350 acres on which to raise goats and turkeys, and a tractor. Early on, he was driven by wanting to achieve big things and to prove himself that he was capable. Cole's mom, Tina Cooper, told the Epoch Times, accepting the idea he was incapable because he was a kid was never an option to him. Before long, Cole was homeschooling himself, as he explained in his own words in an essay for journalist Barry Weiss's Common Sense. He had been part of a side movement within homeschooling, known as unschooling, since he was 6 years old. Unschooling is simple, he wrote. The kid chooses what to learn, when to learn it, and at what pace. For some kids like me, it provides a level of freedom that many adults don't even enjoy. When I look or took control of my education, my parents only had one rule. I had to do at least some of my learning by reading. Everything else was up to me. See, we seem to have given up the idea of reading, and I read all the time. You should be too. You should have a big library in case the grid goes down. You'll have something to do. Reading is a good thing. And during this kid's middle school years, he studied environmental science, learning about his Utah region's geologic and geographic features and how the oceans and mountains impact its rainfall and the future environmental plans that the local government had made to deal with aquifer depletion. He recounted, my lesson about aquifer depletion started the hard way. My family's water well went dry, forcing us to haul water from a neighbor's house for 9 months while we struggled to afford a new well. An admirer of Warren Buffett, Cole then planned to use his keen business sense to combat water scarcity during his high school years. He had gone so far as to read the official plan to deal with aquifer depletion in his area, finding that by the time he would get old and raise his own family, average families in the area wouldn't be able to afford access to water. He realized that the plan had left a legal opening for a more creative and less destructive option, and then he decided to make the less destructive option a reality. He strongly believed his peers, despite being told they were just kids by some parents and educators, were equally capable of enacting change. Sadly, Cole never had the chance to realize his goal. Tragically, on June 11, 2022, the 14-year-old boy lost his life while kayaking in Utah's Newcastle Reservoir with his older brother, who has autism. Cole was already a sensation before he died. He was active and outspoken on Twitter, wrote prolifically about his education, and penned an autobiography, Don't Tell Me I Can't, An Ambitious Homeschooler's Journey. It was released a month before he passed away. So there you have it, Kevin Cooper. For the 8 years that he chose to move forward, he did great things. Phone lines are still open. Don't have a whole lot of time if you want to chime in. 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Anybody that has seen the Netflix series Cheer, do you remember the former Joe Biden presidential campaign surrogate, Jerry Harris? He was just sentenced to 12 years in federal prison in his child pornography case. He will be required to register as a sex offender for life, pay a $55,000 fine. The former Netflix star is facing 8 years of supervised release after his prison term. Harris held an Instagram chat with Joe Biden mere weeks before he became the center of an FBI investigation into sex solicitation. In 2020, he was arrested on production of child pornography charges after he was accused of soliciting sex from minors and pressuring 14-year-old boys to send him pornographic photos and videos. An affidavit further stated that one of the underage teens reported having one person in-person encounter with Harris. The next Netflix star solicited oral sex from the minor in a bathroom at a cheerleading event. Rah, 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 shish, goomba, Harris. As for a second charge, Harris traveled from Dallas, Texas to Orlando, Florida in May of 19 to engage or intending to engage in sexual contact with a 15-year-old whom he asked to meet in a public bathroom. Well, so much for being a part of the competitive cheer community. Kind of a black eye. Now it makes you wonder, these male cheerleaders. And then we find out Jerry was himself exploited, manipulated, and sexually abused as a kid within the cheer community in a way that perversely made him believe that his sexual conduct was somehow normal when it was not, according to his defense team. Then I got to ask myself the question, if he was exploited, why wasn't somebody paying attention when he was out doing it to others? This, again, goes right back to the fact they want to put drag queens in your school for the purpose of grooming your children so that your children can go out and use the fact that they were exploited as an excuse to sexually abuse younger kids. This makes a whole hell of a lot of sense, doesn't it? Parents, I'm sorry, but if you're not protesting now, you should be. This is what they're after. Don't wait until your child comes home, goes in their room, becomes a loner, locks themselves in their room, turns into a cutter, attempts suicide, goes out and molests kids. Don't wait until that happens to stand up and be counted. It's all part of the truth that we bring to you here. By the way, for those of you who were not aware of what was going on, police in Virginia, alerted by a tipster, have arrested two non-citizens who were allegedly plotting a mass shooting on the 4th of July in Virginia. a hero citizen overheard their discussion about carrying out a shooting at an Independence Day celebration in Richmond. Both were charged with being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm. The immigration status, their exact status, was not clear. ICE got a hold of them. That's where they are now. They don't even have a motive yet. The shooting was allegedly planned for the Dogwood Dell Amphitheater, which has 2,400 seats and is located outdoors. Wow. These guys are roommates. Once inside their apartment, police saw firearms-related material in plain view that corroborated the tipster's statement. They seized rifles, a handgun, and 223 rounds of ammo. And, of course, they arrested one of them. Then they put the other guy under surveillance because they only had enough evidence to arrest one of them. So they put him under surveillance, and then they arrested him later. So this is why tipsters save lives. And if somebody knew Cremo was going to do what he did in Highland Park, Illinois, somebody should have spoke up. I still think the Illinois State Police have a lot to answer for. We will be back tomorrow with more news and information and some time talking about compost with Marjorie Wildcraft here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger saying, until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.